هذه حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in the continuation of the series How to Build the Muslim Family, we know now is the major purpose of the Muslim home is to create the environment to build the Muslim character. One of the major attributes of the Muslim character is al-akhlaq, the ethics. The ethics is very, very important. It is how to deal with others. And that's including how to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to deal with the Quran, how to deal with the Messenger, how to deal with other people in large. One of the attributes of akhlaq that it is highly promoted in Islam is repentance, tawbah. At-tawbah, which is inshallah the subject of today, at-tawbah, what is the meaning of it? Meaning that means you are returning back. The generic meaning of tawbah, returning back. So tawbah in Sharia, returning back to Allah's mercy, seeking His forgiveness and His pardon. And we know there is a difference between the forgiveness and pardon. They are both different. Forgiveness, maghfirah, pardon, al-afu. And they are different. Forgiveness, that means you are did something wrong and you are due for punishment to pay the consequences, and you've been exempted from the punishment. But that does not mean it is not in your record. It is in your record. But pardon or al-af, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe it out of your record. It's not only going to exempt you from punishment, going to forgive the punishment, but also going to wipe it out. So when we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek the pardon. We need that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe us. Okay. Why we do the mischief or the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know the rule is very, very easy. We all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approval and we want Allah accept us. And we don't want Allah to be angry with us. And we know what can lead to what. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acceptance depends on what? Man amana wa amila saliha. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief, the type of belief that lead to al-amal al-salih. Lead to amal al-salih. Other than that, if you have a belief without turning to amal al-salih, you have a philosophy. You have concept. You have understanding. But you don't have the genuine belief. And we know also that what lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anger is a disobedient to His wishes, a disobedient to His right, a disobedient to His command. And do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Quran and the Sunnah forbid us from doing. The first category, take us into Allah's mercy. And the second category, وَلِعَزُوا بِاللَّهِ the disobedient, take us out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. And when you look at it, none of us wanna by His choice, or at least by His comprehension, wanna really go outside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. So how it happened? The root, we need to do this, to understand this. The root of all sin, the root of all mistakes, the root of all shortcoming is forgetting. And this is why in the Arabic language, the species that it called a human being called an-nas. An-nas, it means the one who forget. When you forget who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is His right, you forget that you're going to die, you forget that you are merely a guest spending few days or few hours in His kingdom. You forget there is a trial. You forget there is a grave. You forget there is a reward and punishment. You go after yourself. And from there, you started to do the mistakes and started to do the shortcomings. But how, what kind of mistakes we do? There are so many. So many different, and unfortunately, so different categories, not different types only, but categories. We have some of the categories, and this is all according to Quran and Sunnah. Some of the disobedient act in what you do, in what you do, or what you don't do, what you do according to Quran and Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides you a rizq, and a rizq, the provision, it can be halal, lawful, it can be not. When you're still, you got some money, but Allah doesn't approve that. That is a disobedience, so that's an act. Also, there are a disobedient by the heart. There are active disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your heart. And how you do that by your heart? The envy, hate, jealous, greed, all of these things does not. This is what it called the diseases that it eat up the heart. And even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing this state, He said, Kalla. كلا بران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. I never created bad heart. I never created a heart by its own nature go for hate, go for envy, go for greed, go for all of these. كلا بران على قلوبهم. But their lust, their convenience acted as a rust, a layer of lust over that heart, and that cannot hear or see or feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present anymore. So there are disobedient by the heart. So maybe you are doing what you are doing, but your heart in a state of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, there are disobedient by the soul. There are disobedient you do by the soul. And how you do that? When you are in a state of absent mind, if you are in a state of suspense, and you are not in a state of zikr, the state of zikr, that does not mean that you are sitting down praying and fasting and reciting Quran and doing tasbih day and night. No one asking you to do that, and Allah did not create us to do that. But the state of zikr, it means basically you are mindful of Allah in every and anything you do and say. 24/7. When you do for Allah. And when you stop doing for Allah also. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَاي وَمَمَاتِي بِاللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, say my prayer. Musiki, all my rituals, all my life, all my death is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not number one in your life, who is number one? Automatically you. Automatically, you yourself will be number one. And no one can be more harmful to you more than you. Most of the time, the enemy number one to you is you. If you don't know how to have mercy on yourself, and if you don't know how to control yourself. Also, there are another type of disobedience, which is you did not do wrong, but you did not do right either. You didn't do wrong, but you didn't do right. In doing right, there are some issues like paying your zakat, doing your obligations, saying the truth, especially in the area of testimony. A lot of time, you witness or you know the truth, and you say, what am I going to get in trouble for? If I'm going to say this, or I'm going to stand up for this, or I'm going to do this, I'm just opening a can of worms, and nobody going to listen. Or nobody. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen. And it will be in your account. Okay. Because we don't do that part. We do not stand up for the truth. We do not promote good and fight evil. And we do not give the right testimony and say the truth, something called hypocrisy. Hypocrisy gets generated. And this is like, وَلَيَعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, the cancer that keep eating you alive, eating your iman, eating your soul, eating your life, eating your relationship alive. How many face and how many person you shake hand with them and you give them a hug and your heart is not really in the right place for about that place? Why don't you tell that person, if you really love that person and care about him or about her, why don't you tell him what is that is? وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Inshallah, when we go a little bit further for detail in this series, we will find out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful to the point He did not leave things to coincidence. Now, what is my relationship with you? What is it that it got to be based on? Some people can say my countryman. Some can say my profession. Some can say my social status. Some can say my color. Some can say my language. Some can say anything. Anything, any category of those, a lot of people, or it can be by convenience. You are my buddy, as long as there is a benefit coming out of you. And when there is no benefit, I don't know you. Or why should I bother if you're going to be a trouble? Or you are entertaining. You are funny. I like to be with you. We have a good time. We joke. We laugh. We do. All of these bases to relationship. All of these bases to relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, listen, I'm going to give you the formula of a good relationship. And this formula is a way above all of the previous ones. It is above the countrymen, above the language, above the sex, above the nationality, above any kind of category. What is this? What is this category? And what did this category lead to? المؤمنين والمؤمنات. This is a law. It is not just an ayah. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. That means, regardless, brother, as long as you said لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, the nature of the relationship, the base of the relationship between you and me must be promoting good and fighting evil. That is because what is good, Quran defined. What is evil, the Quran defined. And if you have the same understanding like I do, we are not going to sit down and dispute what is right and what is wrong. Our job will be how to promote it, how to straighten up each other and keep on going. So this is the nature of the relationship between us. So the base, the true base between believers is not that they like each other, but it is they promote good and fight evil. My brother can be coming from Pakistan, can be coming from Kashmir, can be coming from Russia, can be coming from England. It wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't make any difference. And that is the base of the relationship. Inshallah, these issues, it will be a subject of a khutbah, inshallah, in the future, in the very near future. But we need to know why, and how the mistakes happen, as long as we don't want to displease Allah. We want to do the right thing. And we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to approve and to accept us. Why we end up doing the mistakes? It comes in the first of all, forgetting, like I said. Sit down and identify to yourself, who you? Who you? Why Allah gave you the gift of life? What you do with it? And it will be taken away from you a lot more faster than you think. It will be taken a whole lot away. Are you ready to do that or not? You have to answer that question, or otherwise you are in a state of suspense. The second, اتباع الهوى والشهوات, following your own convenience and following your own lust. What is good for me is lawful. Whatever bad for me is not. what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is good and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is said it is not, that's another issue. But what's good for me? You want me to do something right? When I'm going to ask myself how much it's going to cost me. Going to cost me a time, going to cost me a money. And I already gave you an example before a long time ago, but I'm going to keep repeating again. To show you the discrepancy and the problem, the major problem between following your common sense and following your desire and between following the Sharia, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. Which crime is a lot more serious and a lot more devastating? Adultery or killing? Killing. Killing is a lot more. At least in adultery, it is a major sin, but the people is still alive. To prove the guilt. So in common sense, you need a whole lot more witness, because especially if you're going to trial and somebody will be executed, you need a lot more witness in the case of killing, and less witness in the case of adultery. That's a common sense. That is what the logic say to do. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to do? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in what? In the case of the killing, in the case of adultery, you need to have four. And just the four witnesses? No. A certain detailed requirement. There is no circumstances about it. I need the four people that can come like day and night to testify that they witness the act. Not in the introduction to the act and not the end of the act, but the act. They need four witnesses to that. How about three? It doesn't work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if three, they are al-fasiqeen. They are the one who went astray. Even if they witness it. To see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will? Because Allah has another purpose to it. But for killing, you need a whole lot more than less than that. And sometimes you can have one witness and more circumstantial evidence. You can add them together and build a case. You see now, if you're going to follow your common sense, where is that going to lead you? And if you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharia, where is that going to lead you? So our job is to do what? Is not to follow al-hawa. Follow al-hawa means you are going wrong. Ignorant. If we don't know what is right and what is wrong, how we can do what is right and what is wrong? If we don't know what is right and what is wrong according to Quran and according to the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad. Stubbornness and arrogant. If you look at the Quran in a state of disobedience, you will see it stand out. Take any story that you like. Take the Fir'aun with Musa. Take in Surah Yasin. You see, all the thing is about arrogant. Who are you to come and tell me what to do? Who are you to come and tell me what is right and what is wrong? And instead of feeling, admitting the mistake, and doing it, and correcting it, you keep defending on it. And once you defend on it, you will never correct it. But what's wrong with that? What is the disaster of that? The disaster of that you're going to be the first victim to that. When you started to defend your mistakes and you have excuses for what you did, there is no reason for correction because I had to do it. And we already have a say, we gotta do what we gotta do, and we laugh about it. That is awful serious. None of us got to do what he got to do. No. There is no such a thing called I gotta do what I gotta do. No. There is right and wrong. You do it or you don't. You pay the price for it or you don't. If you come and after that and you explain your mistakes and you without correcting your mistakes, you find yourself doing it again and again and again and again. And it turned out to be habit. Up to here, you see the problem is escalating and getting bigger. But the worst part of it is when it gets to this point, right will turn out to be wrong. And wrong will turn out to be right. Look at Qawm Lut. Qawm Lut, they are condemning the innocent people, the pure people, the believer people, and they said what? Get them out of our city. Right turn out to be wrong, and wrong turn out to be right. Because they are doing the right thing. Now they are filthy and get them out. We don't want that kind of people in there. And the step after that, when you are in that level, you find yourself automatically attacking the people that they come and tell you what is right and what is wrong. The most vicious, mean attack, it happened against who? Against the Prophet and messengers. They never came to ask you for money. They never came to ask you for property. They never came to use you or to abuse you or to dominate you. Why all of that rejection and abuse and hardship that they go through? Why? Because they are waking up a conscious that you yourself already either killed or drugged and got out of there. Why? Because you are going to follow your own convenience. You want to do what you think it is right, not what Allah wants you to do right. So all of these things, it take place. But how it works? How the sin, and that's kind of the value of the month of Ramadan. First, you have the whisper of shaitan. If you are, I am already goal-oriented now, and I want to do the right thing. I am all the time want to do the right thing. All the time I want to do the right thing. It's going to come, the shaitan, and whisper. And when the shaitan going to come and whisper, he is going to make the disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more attractive. And when it is more attractive, you find yourself eager to do it. And you find yourself got rushed to do it. You are rushed to do it. And when you rush to do it, and after you do it, the minute you do it, you know I'm going to say what? He did it, I am innocent, I am out of it. He is the one who did it, not me. I did not steal. I did not corrupt. I did not do none of that. He did it. Anybody on me. I am innocent. I have nothing to do with it. So all of these things, it lead to what? Before you know, one step at a time is taking you away out of Allah's mercy. Taking you away out of Allah's mercy. And you get used to it. And before you know it, you find yourself, wal'azu billah, before you know it, you find yourself completely outside of Allah's mercy, thinking what you are doing is okay, or I'm like an average body, everybody is doing it, and you will know the magnitude of your loss when it is too late. When it is too late, that's the time you know that what? You lost the whole thing. This is why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us all the time, seek forgiveness from Allah, seek repentance from Allah. Return to Allah. Make zikr to Allah. Because you never know. Allah knows. Allah is the one who evaluates. And Allah opened the day and opened the gates of His mercy because He knows that you're going to do mistakes. If you think your day is passing without doing mistakes, that's the biggest mistake that you can do. The biggest mistake you can do is you think your day passed without doing mistakes. Seek from Allah. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inni astaghfiru fi al-yawm mi'ata marra." I seek forgiveness 100 times. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that He's going to grant us mercy. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد العبد ورسوله وأشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Okay, I'm gonna inshallah say two things, two points, and after that I'll finish the khutbah. The first, you need to know the impact of the sin that you do. First of all, let us agree to one thing. There is no such a thing. There is nothing that is known called one sin. And there is nothing known called also one good deed. Let me give you a very quick example for about this. When you came in here, why you are here? You came to do a Jum'ah prayer. So what is your goal? one good deed, Jum'ah prayer. When you come in here, you saw your brother, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam, another good deed. Okay, you came, you made 2 rak'ah, tahiyat al-masjid, another good deed. Did you do the Jum'ah? No, not yet. After that, you did the Sunnah. Did you do the Jum'ah? Not yet. After that, you sat down. You have your wudu, you have everything ready, and you sat down for the Jum'ah. That's what you came for. Alhamdulillah, and you will be awarded. But how many good deeds you did before you get to this point? So many. After that, subhanAllah, maybe somebody need to talk to you, somebody need your help, and you cooperate with them. Alhamdulillah. You did 2 rak'ah before you do. Or it was in like in the winter time, when the time is very short, you say, I'm going to wait a little bit and make the asr prayer, I might as well. You see? So they came one together. And Allah reward. And what you came to do? Only one thing. Only one thing. Okay. The same thing, wal'iyazu billah, and disobedience. And the disobedience, somebody did steal. Let us assume, wal'iyazu billah, somebody you wanted to make wudu, you let your watch down there and you left. After that, you know that you were wrong, you came back and somebody took it. Okay. Now you ask, did somebody take my watch? The one who took it, it is with him. So now, he did not only steal, that's one. He lied, that's two. He created a doubt atmosphere. I don't know who took my watch. He can be anyone. I cannot. And the worst is, I have a doubt on myself about what's going on. Somebody else can hit somebody else and can come and say, listen, man, I think that person took it. That's number 4. And who did it? The one who took the watch. Created in a mosque, or somebody without talking says, talk to somebody else, I think that guy did it. So another rumor, and another buhtan, and another thing is going. And it is all on the account of what? Mr. Number One. For what he did, only one single act. So, for doing the mistake, to make the long story short, every single mistake you do, it has a 26th impact. Imagine the magnitude. Like the firework, one rocket, it goes and explodes in 26 areas. But I'm going to make them in 4 categories. Number 1, it destroys and compromises the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's getting you out of it. Destroy the second category, and each one of got a whole got items in them, but the khutbah will not allow. The second category is destroy your self, relationship with your own self. How is it going to destroy my relationship with myself? Number 1, when you go through the mechanic of justifying your mistakes, you are not the same human being anymore. You lost the innocent person in you. Moreover, you are harming yourself. You are the first victim to your sin and your mistakes. The third category, the doubt that you created with the other people. So you destroy your relationship with other people. You created the doubt, unnecessary doubt between people. Another category is you yourself destroyed your relationship with other people. How am I going to destroy my relationship with other people? If I do steal, I will think everybody else will steal. وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ If you cheat on somebody, you think all the time that everybody you are in touch with is cheating on you. If you steal from somebody, you will think that everyone else dealing with you will steal from you. Why? Because the innocent person inside you that will give the benefit of doubt is gone. We have now what? We have a thief. Or we have whatever corrupted person that we have inside you. So all the time, you go with what? With the bad assumption. And that's destroy your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Destroying yourself, your relationship with yourself. Self-respect. You destroy your relationship with people. When you pray and you do tahiyyat, what you say? Assalamu alayna wa ala abadillahi as-salihin. Do you think you are among the abadillahi as-salihin? You are depriving yourself from the prayer. The dua of the nas, the people that they make prayer, you are taking them away. But if you are from as-salihin, regardless if you are alive or not, whatever that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue in the category and make your blessing to it. But if you take yourself out, okay, the last thing that I want to say in the khutbah is how to repent. How to repent. Repent is not one single process, or it is not one time shot. It is 24 time. It is 24/7. You have to be in a state of awareness and alert, and to be mindful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you ask yourself, am I doing not the right thing? Am I doing the best that I can? Is that the best that I can? It is not the issue of right or wrong here. If you really love yourself, if you care about yourself, the issue going to be, is that the best that I can? The first thing in repentance is to admit the mistake. When you do something wrong, according to Quran and Sunnah, admit it. Every one single one of us can have hundreds of excuses. But that does not make right wrong or wrong right. Wrong is wrong, right is right. That's all into it. Admit the mistake. Some people admit the mistake, but they brag about it. They don't feel sorry for it. So you have to feel sorry for it. You have to really feel that what you did is wrong, and that's taking you away from Allah's mercy, and it is not the right thing to do. Also, you have to have the immediate intention to stop and repent now. You don't say, I'm going to repent tomorrow, or I'm going to do this and after that I will repent. Like some people will say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already sent His guidance. Allah told us what is right and what is wrong. It is, you do it immediately. If your mistake against somebody else, you correct it. And you ask for their pardon, and you ask for their forgiveness, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You cannot do harm to other people, and after that you think things is just past. No, it is not. The worst part, and that's major problems in my life and probably in your life and everyone's life, is we all do wrong. But the problem that I'm really having a problem with is I forget my mistakes. But Allah doesn't. That's the problem. So you are all the time, you should be after your own mistakes. You correct it, because if you did it against other people, you corrected that. You have to have enough courage and enough faith to say, I am wrong. So and so, I did you wrong. I did that wrong. Show me how I can correct that, or how I can make that up to you. You have to do that. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to come clean to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَةِ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَةِ إِنْ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. السوء, if you see, السوء is what? One, single, not plural. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ, out of ignorance, or whatever that is. When they realize their mistakes, and they go right in and correct it. فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Right in, they go right in and correct the mistake. Not to be stubborn about it. You are not too big to not to do mistakes. And none of us is so big, or so important, or so valuable, to not to say I'm sorry. If you are, you gotta go another Fir'aun, wal'iyazu billah. And after that, you have, after you do all of that cleaning, you go by your heart and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, to forgive you, to wipe your mistakes, to wipe your sin, to wipe your shortcoming, you to wipe all whatever can destroy or can take you away further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. And you seek a forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiver. I'm going to finish the khutbah by saying this, and I hope that brothers and sisters, you will consider it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment is so severe, He made His forgiveness available day and night. And He, because it is His punishment is severe, He made it His forgiveness day and night. All you need to do with a clean heart, raise your hand and start it. This forgiveness is available. Use it, do not abuse it. Use it, do not abuse it. It is for you. It is not for anybody else. If you truly love yourself, if you truly worry about yourself, you have one of the most important tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrated His mercy by giving you. And it is enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Look here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking singular. He is talking plural. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ. That we will not, Ya Muhammad, reveal our punishment on them. When? وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And you still among them. And some scholars say among them is not necessarily physically, but the people among them, the people that revive the Quran and the Sunnah. And that's what Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all about. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِيهِمْ. And Ya Muhammad, we will not punish them. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And still among them, people do what? Asking Allah for forgiveness. I hope and I pray, inshallah, that Allah will forgive all of us. Grant us all mercy. Amen. Wipe out all our sin. Amen. All our shortcomings. Amen. And give us a brand new start. Amen. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran. Amen. And the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apply them in our life. So we can live in peace. And we can die in peace. And inshallah, in the hereafter, we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Ibad Allah, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.